An Idaho Falls landmark has gone missing.
Vigilante graffiti removal.
Spud Kings are going to the championships tonight.
Idaho wants SNAP users to pay for their own sugar.
BYU-Idaho has a sense of humor.
And Baylen Out Loud and her little baby weenas.
It's all right here, right now, tonight on a brand new IFAF.
IFAF, Idaho Falls Local, Independent, Alternative Media, with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
Welcome back and good evening, ungovernables, outliers, independent thinkers, cool cats, nard dogs, and panty hamsters. Sorry, that's party hamsters.
I was going to say, what the hell is party a panty hamster?
No panty hamster.
There you, it does roll off the tongue well.
There you go, Baylen. That's a new one for you.
Oh, no. Don't do that to her. That's so mean.
Glad you're one of us. Hit like, subscribe, rate, comment, whatever you'd like to do to let the algorithm know you're into this kind of shit. Idaho Falls infotainment, bad jokes, dad jokes.
Whatever the hell this is.
Yeah. I guess it's Idaho Falls podcast. If you ask ChatGPT, we might even try to pipe ChatGPT through the board tonight and just see what happens.
That'd be fun. Why not?
Okay. Let's start the show with something uplifting, can we?
About time.
Yeah, for the first time in IFAF history, I saw this sign at St. Paul's United Methodist Church on 17th Street, and I guess you say it's been up for a while, right?
Yeah, I feel like it's been a few months at least.
Okay.
Maybe like a year now?
And they've got some, they're right on the corner of 17th and St. Clair, so they've got some prime Idaho Falls real estate.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they've chosen to use it for this message. No matter what, the world, a politician, your diagnosis, social media, your income, says about you. You are a beloved child of God. And don't you forget it.
That's nice. I like that.
You little,
it's a very sweet sentiment.
Party hamster you. Isn't that nice?
That's really nice. I like that. Yeah.
So we thought we were being all clever with our little April Fool's joke with, whoa, no, we've been completely taken over by AI. Had the IFAF AI logo.
Mm-hmm.
And that just creepy, uncanny valley.
Oh, they're so weird. I hate them so much.
Yeah.
I hate them.
Thanks. I hate it.
Yeah, exactly.
One of those things.
Yes. Yeah.
Just bizarre. And for whatever reason, AI thinks we're a little more brutal in our jokes than we actually are.
Yeah, they make me so mean.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
And me too.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you are mean, though.
Right.
I'm never mean. That's not true. I can be mean.
But some other people pulled some pretty funny April Fool's stuff as well.
Oh, yeah. There were a couple of good ones. Okay. Can I say really quick, though? I hate the fact that so many people on like TikTok and Reels and stuff did an April Fool's. Because I didn't get them on April 1st. I got them like 2 or 3 days later.
Right.
And now I keep having to like double check the description on everything I'm watching to make sure it wasn't an April Fool's joke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's things lasting that, too long.
Things that get traction somewhere else wind up on your For You page 2, 3 days, weeks, months right. later.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And it's so frustrating.
Yeah, delete that shit, would you? Yeah. But Whitefish, Montana. Now, that is a beautiful town.
Mm-hmm.
It is just about an hour away from Canada.
Yeah.
It's right up there. You know how Idaho only has a little panhandle up there?
Uh-huh.
Whitefish, Montana is...
takes up the rest of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, Kalispell, Montana. And what's the lake there? Flat Butt Lake? I don't know. It's some...
I don't remember.
There's a town, aww, Big Fork right there.
Flat Butt Lake. I know a lot of people who probably like to go there.
I don't know my geography.
Instant fact check. Mike meant Flathead Lake.
Big Fork is just a charming little town.
Mm-hmm.
The resort town near Kalispell, Montana is Whitefish.
Right.
So the tourism department or whatever posted this, an ad for Desperate Housewives of Whitefish, Montana.
Funny.
On Bravo TV.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Desperate Housewives was a TV show.
Right.
And Real Housewives of blank.
Yes.
Is a different TV show.
Right.
So
they probably were afraid of getting sued.
That should have been your first dead giveaway right there.
Right.
Anyway, April Fools.
Yeah, thank goodness, because they don't need any more offshoots of Real Housewives.
Right.
I mean, after the one chick took off her leg and threw it at the other lady, that's when it hit its peak. It's jumped the shark. It's never getting better. Why keep trying?
Well, yeah. And I mean, I think I've had more fun watching Secret Lives of Mormon Wives than Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. I don't know if I have any interest in seeing that.
Yeah.
Because I know some.
Yes, exactly.
Right? I don't need to.
It just feels like too much. And it's turned up for the camera.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's trash TV. I've got that in real life. I don't need that. Right. Like, yeah, can you imagine watching your work day in your real life on TV?
It would be bad. Yeah. I mean, okay. There might be some times that are kind of fun because I definitely end up doing some weird stuff for my job that I wouldn't anticipate doing, you know, but yeah, I don't think that I'd want to make a whole show out of it. I think that the boring times don't justify the good times, you know?
Come to find out, BYU Idaho has a sense of humor. Their newspaper, The Scroll, they published a picture of Brigham Young with the short beard.
Okay.
And this was on April 1st. This was their April 1st joke. Brigham beards are now allowed at BYU Idaho. Now, of course, it's a joke.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to more information can be found here. You click on it. It's the Google search result for April Fools.
Fair enough.
But yeah, that chin strap beard that some dudes are rocking these days.
Well, and the thing is, the guys who are rocking it are exactly the kind of guys who you don't want at BYUI. You know, it's always the douchiest dude bro.
I was going to say douche nozzle. One.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Anyway, good one, guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then our AI episode that we did, we actually are going to do that. We found a free open source way to do that. You know how this show has zero budget?
Yep.
Yeah. So we're going to do it once a month. Why, El Wapo?
Just to keep you on your toes.
Well, let me tell you why. You want to be first in a given category.
Sure.
And we here at IFAF.
You either want to be first or you want to be best.
Yeah.
You know?
Like Hydrox cookies and Oreos.
Right.
Oreo won that one for being better. But we are first in this area. In fact, maybe in the entire state, perhaps even in the entire Pacific Northwest region, we have the very first completely from the ground up AI podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess the only thing that isn't is the source, but by nature, that's how AI is.
Exactly. So. Yeah.
Yeah.
It wrote everything based on, I uploaded five of our episodes. There were 5 weeks or 5 Mondays in March.
Right.
I uploaded all 5 transcripts and it wrote a, 7-minute recap. I threw that recap, those scripts into our AI avatar generation software.
Right.
And that's what you get.
Yeah. And it's so weird and creepy.
Just scroll down our feed a little bit. You may, if you're an audio-only listener, you may be like, ah, that didn't come across my favorite podcast app. There's a reason for that.
Yeah.
Because it does sound like us, but there's no way to watermark audio. I mean, I guess there is.
Well, and we do by having the little IFAF AI theme that goes with it. But if you miss that, then you won't know. And I feel like we just don't sound good in it.
I don't know. I think we should redo our avatars.
We should.
Maybe
we should.
In time for next episode or whatever the hell we feel like it.
Because that's what we do. We're the ones running this show, mofo.
Whoa. All right. Go off, queen.
Can I just say really quick about the Brigham beard thing?
Yeah.
I think that if they don't bring that back, the facial hair that they should allow is the one that starts like at the sideburn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Goes down to the chin, but then right when you think it's boring, it scoops back up, goes over the lip, and then back down like a little roller coaster.
Didn't the Hunger Games guy have that?
Oh, well, no, because he had chin hair still.
Okay.
But it's basically where you have a full beard, but you shave your chin. And I think it's so hilarious. I don't know why I think it's the funniest facial hairdo that you can have, but I absolutely wish that more men nowadays would rock it. But I think that I know it was really popular during like the Civil War. And I don't remember which side wore it more.
Who wore it best?
Yeah, right. So, but anyway, you know what? I think someone should bring that back. I think that's a hell of a look.
We thought this was an April Fool's joke. It was not. Dutch Bros released a pickle drink called the Pickleback Rebel.
Yes, and I went and got one first day because of course I did.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? It didn't have enough pickle. The entire time in the drive-thru, they're like, oh my gosh, you like pickles, right? And I was like, I love pickles. And they're like, you're going to love this. It's so good. It tastes just like a pickle. It's so pickly. I got it. I got it with no ice so I could try it with Mike. I got it home. We tried it. And I was like, man, this really needs more pickle.
You need to I think you need to ask for a double shot.
Maybe even a triple shot.
Maybe even.
Yeah. I honestly think that if it was, I feel like it should be more pickle juice than Red Bull. Because I'm pretty sure that's what they use in their Rebels is Red
Bull. There you go. Say, yeah. Whatever ratio you guys use to create this thing, reverse it.
Yes, there we go. So if it's one part Red Bull, one part pickle juice, two parts Red Bull, swap that.
Yeah.
Yeah. At that point, you won't really be getting much caffeine, but I feel like the high that you get from all of the sodium and electrolytes in the pickle juice will sort of make up for that.
Yeah, your little pickle juice shots that you love so much are marketed as an electrolyte /sports drink.
Yeah. Now, okay, the thing is that we were actually looking those up the other day, and you found the big ones, and it was like, what, 800 milligrams of sodium?
860.
That's a lot. I feel like that could kill you, because I know that if you have too much sodium, it's will kill
you. It's only like 36% of your daily intake.
What?
Yeah.
That can't be. You can have a lot of sodium. I don't believe that. Can you Google that? I would Google it, but my phone's dead.
Can we ask ChatGPT?
Yeah, can we? I want to know how much sodium you can have in a day.
Sure. Most health organizations recommend keeping daily sodium intake to around 2,300 milligrams, but ideally staying closer to 1,500 milligrams is considered optimal for most adults.
All right, did you hear that? 1,000 to 2,000-ish milligrams.
Okay. So you will have most of your sodium in that, but you really shouldn't have more than like two of those or else you're going to be going overboard.
I saw a TikTok with a health expert. And he said, if I could only do one thing, if I could only take one supplement for my health every day, it would be a pinch of sea salt in an 8-ounce glass of water in the morning.
Yep.
And so I've started doing that. He recommended Baja Gold sea salt.
Oh.
I guess it's got like
fancier.
Some trace minerals and shit. Yeah. I mean, like it's a... I don't know.
It is a trace mineral. What do you mean?
Half-pound bag for $10. He said it's the cheapest, best thing you can do. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, that actually sounds really good. You know what we should do?
We
should get some caramels, throw some on there, make a little sweet treat out of it. Yeah.
It's for however they do it. I don't know. It's some salty salt.
Ooh, I love some salty salt.
Popeyes had their pickle menu too.
Oh, my gosh.
Pickle wings, pickle sandwich, fried pickles, and pickle lemonade.
Oh, my gosh.
So, Carl, I'm just saying, and while I'm saying this, let's play for you the pickle fountain that went viral last week from a German pickle company.
I know, right?
We started something.
They're okay.
Or we're, like I already said, we're on the bleeding edge of trends here on IFAF.
We absolutely are. Now, to be fair, I've always been a big pickle girly.
Yeah.
But I do kind of think that pickles are the new bacon.
Yeah.
Like, do you remember in like, I think it was like around 2010, maybe 2005, 10, somewhere 15 in there.
15 years ago.
Yeah. Everyone had that little mustache finger tattoo and everyone had everything bacon themed. Do you remember that? Like there was bacon soap and bacon.
Eastern Idaho State Fair had bacon dipped in chocolate.
Oh, candied bacon, chocolate dipped bacon. Yeah, absolutely.
Reed's Dairy that's when they had their maple bacon sundae.
Which also is so damn good. Absolutely. Like that is a flavor that I'm really happy happened.
Yeah.
But yeah. And same with like the Dr. Pucker. You know, like that's, again, a weird savory thing being treated like a sweet treat. And it's so good.
I've lost track of how many pickle things we've had on this show.
It's been a lot.
And that pickle fountain.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. I mean, are you kidding me?
That's a dream wedding item, you know?
If you're just listening, you know, picture a chocolate fountain.
But with pickles.
Only pickles. Update on the water tower. Let's roll this awesome time-lapse video. Way to go, City of Idaho Falls. I knew someone would capture it because I was unable to that day. The other news organizations didn't do shit. I mean, they did. They tried and didn't get it. City of Idaho Falls nailed this video of the bowl being raised. I don't know when the cap's going on.
Yeah.
And by the way, we were wrong. Correction, it didn't happen last Monday. It happened... last Wednesday, April 2nd.
Yes. Now, did we get the date wrong or was the flyer that we were given incorrect?
I don't know. I think the flyer I saw was incorrect.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I thought too.
I don't think there was actually an official word from the city. They just wanted to do it on a not windy day.
Right.
And if you watch the time lapse, you can kind of see the bowl wiggle a little bit.
Oh, weird.
Which would be, I mean, it'd be bad to drop that thing, right?
Oh, it'd be so bad.
That million gallon capacity bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, and then the Museum of Idaho got a pretty nice time lapse too.
Right.
From their, like, I think they had like a watching party from their second story.
That's cool though. Yeah. I do like that. You know,
nice.
I like that they're doing so much pomp and circumstance for the new water tower because I think it's the only way that we're ever going to accept that ugly ass thing.
So many people sad to see it go.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Okay. Everybody's bitching about, no, keep the old water tower and bring Todd Koons back.
Yeah. You know what? Some things should stay the same.
Yeah.
Just a little longer, at least.
Local News 8 is running promos now with Jay and Carol welcoming back Doug Long from the 90s.
Right.
And remember the joke we made last episode. Why does Local News 8 video look like it? Look like it. Oh, I'm still talking to ChatGPT. Damn, that means I burnt through. I only get an hour of talk time to it.
Oh, no.
A day. I'll be fine. Don't you worry. But Local News 8 ran a promo with Jay and Carol. Jay Hildebrandt and Carol Honus.
Mm-hmm.
Longtime anchors.
Right.
In fact, the ones who, in so leaving, created basically a talent vacuum in the market. So there really is no talent.
Yeah.
You know? Ever since I left the radio. Kidding, no. But they kind of came on. They brought Doug Long on. The joke we made last episode was, why has their video looked the same since 1982, our entire lives?
Yeah.
And that promo kind of was proof of that.
Oh, really? Did they did they show an old clip and a new clip next to each other? Yeah. Folks, come on.
Yeah, no, I don't want to go too hard.
Well, it's kind of funny, though, because they're just telling on themselves, you know?
I'm just saying. And it was kind of a weird moment where they did their, I mean, you could see the brainstorming and they were, okay, we want to Jay and Carol, we want to pass the torch. We want to transfer the viewer's trust of you to this new guy.
Right.
This new old guy.
Right.
And Carol delivers the line as best she can. We trust him and you can too. And Jay's like, he's cool and was here before and stuff. You guys are going to like him. But again, it's smacked of... What is this? A news source you can trust in all caps? It's smacked of a news source in a trust.
Anytime someone says something along the lines of, you can trust me, that's how you know you can't trust them. Don't tell me I can trust you because that feels so, it makes me want to peel my skin off.
Hey, local media company owners and managers, watch Has-Been Hotel.
Yeah, right.
And who's the TV guy?
Vox.
Vox, yeah.
Yeah.
All the kids know if you have to say, you can trust us.
Right. Then we feel like we can't trust you.
Trust us.
Yeah. Sorry to be so cynical, but that's the way it is, and we're just reporting it.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, give us examples of how we can trust you. How long has he been on the air? What stories has he covered before?
Or just prove it. Just show us every day.
Yeah. Yeah. Just be sincere.
But don't say it.
Don't be weird.
Saying we can trust you. Hey, let's just drive it home. Let's just double down and pound it in. Saying you can trust us.
Mm-hmm.
The reaction you will elicit, albeit involuntarily, will be, sounds like I can't trust you.
Yes, that sounds exactly like something that somebody that you can't trust would say.
It's kind of like if I were to say, look at the camera and say, we promise here at IFAF, sincerely, we won't murder you and your entire family in your sleep.
Yeah, that...
You know,
it makes me worry.
It sounds like
I know and trust you.
Something makes me somebody who would murder me and my entire family in my sleep would say.
Right.
Okay.
Right. I don't like it.
Is that horse dead? I think so.
Yeah.
Quick plug for our IFAF live episode yesterday for General Conference, the conference intermission.
Super fun. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just us helping keep you entertained in between the sessions. Right. If you missed it, though, you could still go back and watch. It's still super fun.
I found out that Facebook is going to start deleting live videos after 30 days, and I wonder why that is. Yeah,
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I guess we'll have to like download them and upload them as a separate thing.
They're still on YouTube. Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, something.
But we have been prolific in the last week.
I know. We've been so good.
We had an episode, an AI episode, and a live episode. Like, whoa, slow down.
It's going to be nuts.
And we will. It's gonna be nuts. Oh, and we were reminded that Easter Sunday is 420.
Hilarious.
So blaze it.
I love that.
And by that, I mean some of that Easter grass, you know. Kidding. So kidding. Crispy Cones opened on Friday.
Finally, over in Little Rexburg.
And yeah, off of Hit Road there by Burley Burger and Honey Baked Ham. Mm-hmm. We were going to go, but then on Thursday, I saw that they were already open.
Yeah.
And that's actually happened before with a couple of openings here in town mm-hmm. where they opened the night before.
Right, right.
And so I thought, oh, great, let's just go.
Well, yeah, especially because you saw it on Google Maps. So you assumed it was like A-OK to just go on over. And it's like super close.
Open till 11. Yeah. And we live right there on the east side.
Right. Well, plus, I love Crispy Cones. I think it's so good. When we went to the Rexburg location last year, it was so fun and it was so good. And I remember you got the like Biscoff flavored one.
That and the French toast.
Oh, it was so good.
Ice cream. Yeah. So we went and there were some people. Here's the people. And they said, oh, are you here for the thing? They were having some sort of an event.
Yeah, some little soiree.
And I said, no, we're just here because the maps say you're open. And they turned us away.
I was so sad. Because, like, you know when you go out to get something and you've got it in your head and you're so excited and the anticipation is building, you know, and then, like, they're sold out or the place is closed or something like that?
I wasn't, and here's why.
Why?
I mean, I know what you mean. But we just went to Orange Leaf instead, and I was reminded of how great Orange Leaf was.
That's true. And Orange Leaf is great, especially their, I've never had their pistachio before, but it was super duper mind-blowing and delicious.
Orange Leaf has two things. They've got the spoons.
I do like
those
spoons.
Those orange spoons.
Yeah. You know what? Those spoons are the exact antithesis of those little wooden spoons.
Yes.
Because those have like the worst mouthfeel, and the Orange Leaf spoons have the best mouthfeel.
And they're rounded on the very tip so that you can push them right against the circular cup.
I know, they're
and get
so good.
Every last bite of that
they're
delicious
so good.
Orange Leaf frozen yogurt. And Orange Leaf also has the marshmallow cream squeeze.
Oh, yeah. That's
and
good
putting
stuff.
That shit on anything is so good.
So good. Yeah. I agree. It is so good. But yeah.
Now, you were telling me that we've got to talk about exchange students.
Yes. So, friend of the show, Terry Porter, asked that we let folks know that they're actually needing some families to host exchange students. Now, it is for the District 93 area, so you do have to be in the district for Hillcrest, Bonneville, and Thunder Ridge. Keep that in mind. But as someone who went to school with foreign exchange students and really enjoyed it, and knowing people who've had foreign exchange students live with them, it seems like it can be a really great experience. Matter of fact, Terry herself has a little quote in the thing she sent me that basically talks about how she's had 24 students since 2008, which is a lot.
Wow.
That's an entire class.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, she's had 24 since 2008, and she says that the friendships and cultural exchanges last a lifetime. And it's an amazing way to make a difference in a young person's life while enriching your own.
Is it true that in that 70s show, FEZ was an acronym for foreign exchange student?
You know, I remember.
Is that true? I don't think that's true.
I remember hearing that, but I think that they disproved it one episode. I don't remember exactly.
Well, and I think that that's, I was today years old when I learned.
Right.
Or I never knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of those are bullshit. Like, I never knew that Mac stands for mac and cheese. No, it doesn't.
It's short for macaroni.
You idiot.
Right.
God.
Right.
But something that, but it sounds plausible enough, obviously, for me to ask.
Yeah, right, right. You know? But another quick thing about this. So one thing that I think is good to know if you are thinking of hosting is that you are actually provided a stipend to help take care of the student and that they do come with their own spending money and stuff like that.
Yeah, so, make that paper.
Well, I'm just saying you don't really have to worry about the expenses of another person in your home because that is covered by the program, right. Which I think is good. I mean, good enough justification to do it. But if there were any reservations you might have, hopefully that would help with it. Plus, on top of that, I feel like foreign exchange students tend to be pretty chill kids. And these ones do go through a pretty good vetting process. They have a pretty big interview process that they go through. So you're not going to get like some crazy kid that's going to like write a bunch of death metal lyrics all over your walls or something like that.
Or, you know, murder you and your entire family in your sleep.
Right. You can trust them. Sorry, little callback.
That seems like something somebody who would.
Just kidding. Entire family. But no, they go through a very vigorous process. And apparently it's not even that hard to get accepted to be a host family. Basically, you just apply, you have a background check, there's a home visit and interview, and then they actually match you to a student based on your personality and their personality.
Okay.
So it's not like... Like, for example, if I decided to be one, they probably wouldn't put me with the, you know, emo death metal loving kid. They'd probably find me someone who also likes pink flowery bullshit like I do,
I don't know.
I think is nice.
If I were the parent in a home with an exchange student, I think I'd be vaguely aware that there was a foreign exchange student living in my home. Like, I'd be, oh, hey. Like, I think they should pair them with the kid, with the student. More than the parent.
Well, and you don't necessarily have to have kids in order to host a kid.
All right.
Like, you could be a single parent or a childless couple. You could be a same-sex couple or have a large or small family.
Okay.
According to this. So basically anyone.
Yeah. If you're in District 93 and you want to host a Fez.
Aw, that'd be cute.
A foreign exchange student. How do you, what kind of link can we put in the post?
Yeah. All you got to do is contact Terry Porter, friend of the show. And that is going to be at 208-589-5300.
Is it cool if we put our number?
Yeah, in this, absolutely.
In this post. Okay.
Yep, you got it.
Spring break weather was relatively disappointing. Highs in the 30s and 40s.
You know, I feel like that always happens during spring break. Like the week before is always beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's so nice. And then the week of spring break is just shit.
But we're back into the 50s and 60s this week.
Uh-huh.
I even see a high of 71 right now on Friday.
I know. Isn't that going to be nice?
Yeah, it's coming.
You know, it sucks, though, because we obviously went and took spring break with my family when they were out of school. And because the weather was crappy, it wasn't so springy.
They got a little cabin in the, I want to say, Sawtooth area? No, Sabretooth? No. Sawtell.
Yes, Sawtell. That's what it is. Yeah, it was actually a cute little like cabin campground almost. Like there were a whole bunch of them, but we were the only ones there, which I love when that happens, by the way, because then you get all of the amenities to yourself.
And I took some lovely slow-mo video of snow falling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. You know, it was such a bummer because we'd planned to go to West Yellowstone that next day. But then the snow fell overnight and we were like, man, that seems like a bad idea.
Womp womp.
And we packed up and went home instead. Mm-hmm. One thing I didn't like about the cabins, though, is that not only were we not allowed to check in until 4, which is insane, by the way. I have never had such a late check-in. But we had to check out by 10 a.m.
Yeah, that's like they double end you there.
Right. And especially when there was no one else there, it's not like you're prepping for someone else. And if you are, you've got every other cabin to choose from, baby.
Right.
You know? But like, I usually
check-ins at 2 or 3.
Yeah.
Check-outs at 11 or sometimes noon.
Right. And it's like, Mofo, I'm on vacation here.
Yeah.
I'm like genuinely getting out of my home to do something fun. Maybe I want to sleep in a little. Why do I have to get up at the ass crack of dawn to get out at the time that you say I should get out?
I think the highlight of the entire trip, though, was stopping at Frost Top in Ashton.
I do love Frost Top.
For a pastrami burger and a salted caramel malt with extra malt.
Oh, yeah. See, and I got the bacon and blue burger with a banana and cookie dough malt.
Good stuff.
They have the best stuff.
And you got the fried mushrooms, too,
right? Oh, yeah. I love their fried mushrooms. I just like fried mushrooms in general.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like they're such an underutilized fried food. That was hard to say, huh?
Sometimes they juice a little too much in my mouth.
I like that about them. They're so moist.
We're dedicated to having fun here on IFAF, just like we're dedicated to serving you when it's time to sell your home. Mike Helps Idaho. And when it's time to make your move, we can help you too.
We know Idaho Falls, and we know the current real estate market. We'll guide you through the process with ease and confidence. And we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
When it's time to sell your home, make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Link in post. And check out our brand new listing at 3215 Sunnybrook Lane in Idaho Falls.
Looking for a new restaurant for dinner? Feed the whole family at Red's Grill. Red's Grill is a delicious and affordable dinner hotspot.
Enjoy over 20 different gourmet burgers with tasty fries, fresh salads, sandwiches, and more. Like the Viking Burger, super stacked so high they have to spear it with a steak knife.
Feed the whole family affordably at Red's Grill, inside the Shiloh Inn, Idaho Falls. Mention IFAF to get 20% off your entire meal. Alcohol not included, you party animal.
Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the best local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's Crazy Fast 250 service for $37 a month or their Crazy Fast Gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown-friendly support. For Idaho Falls Fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Ladies, go thrifting for spring at Elsie's Closet, upscale resale, Idaho Falls' only thrift store just for women.
Right now, save on blouses, sweaters, dresses, boots, and jewelry, knit cardigans, layering pieces, and bags, and now featuring Bumble and Bleat Soapery.
Elsie's Closet, find trendy, sustainable fashion that's budget-friendly. Look for the pink sign downtown on A Street. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
Do you want to feed your family locally raised beef? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound butcher boxes with steaks, roasts, and ground beef.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase.
Virgin River Land and Cattle Company proudly ships to 5 states, Idaho, Utah, Montana, Oregon, Wyoming, and Nevada.
Do you love Idaho Falls as much as we do? Show it with a unique homegrown hometown tee from Teton T-shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower, our famous potato sack design, and the classic iHeart IFT. Check out TetonT-Shirts.com. These exclusive designs aren't available in gift shops.
Head to TetonT-Shirts.com. Link in post. Created in Idaho Falls for Idaho Falls.
Idaho Falls.
What about it?
Has the cool cats.
And Jenny yeah. Hamsters.
Idaho's talk show, IFAF.
Funny.
Okie dokie.
You can't do that either. You're going to get us so demonetized. We're going to lose all $6 of our dollars, Mike.
We'll be unalived in the water. Oh, no. Okay, something that we thought was kind of cool that we saw last week mm-hmm. was what can only be described as vigilante graffiti removal.
Yeah, I thought that was nice.
I guess. Check this out. And the caption was, at Mad Painting, Mad is spelled M-A-D-D, because I think that's the dude's last name or something.
Mad Nog.
Madden or Madding or something.
It's just cooler with an extra D.
At Mad Painting, we love a good paint job, but not where it shouldn't be. We thought we'd help out our community with some free graffiti removal.
About time. I hope that they're only getting rid of like the really ugly shit, though. The cool shit can stay.
Oh, yeah. I don't think, they're not going to like Pugs Lane Alley or anything.
Well, and that's not really vandalism, but you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's city approved.
Right.
They say, we chose this ugly thing on 17th and Holmes as our first victim. Which graffiti spot should we clean next?
Can you imagine the guy who did the graffiti seeing that and being just pissed?
Right. Well, I hope so.
Why?
I fucking hope so.
Well, but what if he's so pissed he goes back and does it again?
Well, I want that to be Idaho Falls' message to graffiti artists is, yeah, you can do it, and we're going to instantly take it down.
I mean, yeah.
Because think about who graffiti artists are. The one that, Slendo.
9 out of 10 are teenage boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to keep doing it, we're going to keep taking it off. My only question is, with this whole thing, is what is the legality of... Because you're still putting, I don't know, chemical wash on city property. I don't
right.
like, can they do this?
Because,
don't get me wrong. I say go for it.
I think because they're just removing something that was put there against the person's will, it's mm-hmm. perfectly legal. But, I mean, the thing is, even if it's not legal, no one's going to do it. Like, no one's going to get mad at them for it.
Right.
There's no way that they would get in trouble. And even if the person did get mad and did try to pursue it. No judge is going to take that seriously. Oh, they came to your property and cleaned up graffiti? Right. Were they the ones that put it there? No. Then why are you mad?
Vandalism is a crime, and undoing a crime is
justice, I would say.
That's what, right? I love it. Yeah. I love what you're doing, mad painting.
Yeah.
Do more of it, please.
It kind of reminds me of that one guy on TikTok who goes around New York and he redesigns people's flyers.
Yes.
You know?
Shitty flyers that are on telephone poles.
Right, right. And he makes them like more fun and dynamic and stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of what these guys are doing. They're taking a thing that's already out there and prettying up the space again.
Yeah.
So, again, I think you're fine. Like, even if it is illegal, no one's going to get mad at you.
So, mad painting. That's why you're IFAF this week. Crisp high five. 21 finger gun salute and chef's kiss
to you for being the vigilante that vandals despise.
Yeah. Go get them, tiger.
I love it. They're not the hero that we deserve, but they're the hero that we need.
If you want the more satisfying TikTok, I don't know, 9x16 video, though, let it dry. Keep the time lapse going until it all dries. Because I can't tell that you completely got it. Just a note. Just one little note.
If they didn't completely get it, though, they did still improve it greatly. Yeah. So I'll still take it as a win.
Well, I suppose that if you want paintings removed, you call a painter because they're...
Right. They know how to undo a bad did.
Right.
Yeah. You know, it kind of reminds me of those rug cleaning videos.
Yeah, they're so satisfying.
Right, right.
Especially that last wash.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you don't see the rug clean in the end, you get pissed.
Right, exactly. It's it's not satisfying.
Right. It's kind of a boner killer.
A little frustrating, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
There's another one Balin could add to her repertoire.
We've got to stop giving her ideas.
Let's.
I feel so bad.
In case you're wondering what we're talking about, you may have seen little... Again, TikToks with Balin Dupree.
Uh-huh.
The name of the show on Max is Balin Out Loud. She suffers from Tourette's.
Tippy tippy tap that wiener, tap the rotisserie chicken. And scene. Off. My name is Balin. I'm 21 years old and I have Tourette's syndrome. In a little baby weenie. Spotted alone in a safari. An itchy baby weenie. Sorry, I'm excited. F off.
Well, and she specifically suffers from the type of Tourette's that makes you say inappropriate or vulgar things, including cuss words and obscenities.
Obscene Tourette's is only present in 10 obscene tics in only 10% of cases of Tourette's syndrome sufferers.
Yeah.
So while we're waiting for new episodes of It's the Last Season of Righteous Gemstones.
Yes.
In fact, did their last episode, was that just last night? Anyway. And the second to the last season, as we understand it, of Yellow Jackets, and it's getting good.
Oh, I love Yellow Jackets so much. It's such a good show.
And that's on Paramount Plus. Balin Out Loud is on Max as well. Mm-hmm. She's 22 years old, lives with her parents in West Virginia, at least so far as we've seen.
Right.
We've only watched like 3 episodes, I think.
Yeah, we've only gotten we've dipped our toes in.
But I think for anybody who has ever thought, including me going into it, oh, yeah, I mean, can't they really, though? Can't they just control it? Isn't that just poor impulse control? No, I mean, it's like...
Yeah, it's an actual neurological disorder. It's not a mental illness.
All you got to do is watch that scene where her mom is holding her at an airport and she is just suffering.
Right, right. Well, and even just hearing her complain about how bad her neck hurts all the time.
Yeah.
Because she's like, her tick is constantly making her do this kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Which, as someone who's gone to a concert and headbanged all night without understanding the full scope of the consequences that I was going to have to deal with, that's painful. It sucks to be all sore and crappy there all day or for the next few days afterward.
You feel so bad for her, even though a lot of her tics are hilarious.
Some of the things she says are funny.
And her family, true. I mean, that's how her family deals with it, is just, you know, you ignore it completely.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I guess, helps with the tics.
Yeah, right.
But,
especially because a lot of them are stress induced.
Right.
So if you yell at her and tell her to stop, she's probably going to end up doing it more.
Not a good idea.
You know, it's a big reason why, she struggles when she's in public, is because seeing people reacting to them feeds into the anxiety.
So her family has introduced laughter as a, you know, as a coping mechanism or just a way to deal with it. But yeah, let's talk about her being in public, because when you have that, if you go shopping, if you want to go do a little retail therapy or go to a coffee shop or a bar or an airport.
Right.
Everybody's going to be staring because those tics will, they're involuntary. And they'll just come out.
Well, and you can't always control the volume either.
Right. Some of them, she, I would say, yells.
Absolutely. What? Well, and the worst part is that a lot of them are influenced by the environment. Like when she's at the airport and she starts saying, I have a gun, you know, which is the one thing you can't. Okay. The only thing worse to say in an airport is, I have a bomb.
Right.
You know?
Right. Or say hi to your friend Jack.
Yeah. But because there's a sign over, you know, by the TSA line that says no firearms, she starts saying, I have a gun, I have a gun.
Whenever she sees, and she has to say it three times. And whenever she sees a bald person, she has to say, you're bald.
Which is so funny, especially because her dad's bald.
Yeah. So. And he knows it.
Yeah, right. But that would be the hardest part, you know, because it's not like she can control it. She knows that what she's doing isn't polite, and I'm sure she doesn't want to do it. But the overwhelming urge and need to do it is still there.
And I think she knows it's happening mentally, but again, can't control it. What's the promo you saw with her and her mom? Her sister?
Oh, it was her sister. And I think she does it with a lot of her family, because I've already seen in one of the episodes, she also does it to her mom. Oh, yeah. But she'll be like,
they're doing the couch interview.
Right. And she's like, my sister has crabs. And her sister's like, no, I don't. My sister has hemorrhoids. No, I don't. My sister has a vagina. Yes, I do. Just funny and so matter of fact, you know? Well, and I thought it was interesting.
Well, and she'll even say, I'm pregnant. No, guys, I'm not. I'm pregnant.
That's what I was just about to talk about, too.
Yeah.
I remember turning to you and saying, do you think it's hard for her to lie about stuff? You know, because especially if it's something high pressure, like
if she's got this, don't talk about this, don't say this,
right.
Withhold this information, omit this fact.
Exactly. I feel like that'd be so hard for her to do.
Your surprise party is coming up.
Right. Friday night, you know, or something like that, you know, and I thought it was funny because at one point when she goes to meet her boyfriend's parents, she says, I'm pregnant. Which she's not, and she immediately walks that back.
Her boyfriend's extremely religious conservative parents.
Yeah. But yeah, man, that just seems like it would make life so much harder than it needs to be.
Well, and like cooking.
Yes.
She can't do it safely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like they were apartment shopping for her, thinking about getting her to move out on her own. Mm-hmm. And there's a gas stove there.
She's really pushing for it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Can't use a gas stove. Mm-hmm. Pretty much your entire diet has to be fresh or microwaved, I imagine.
Basically. Maybe an electric stove would be okay, or
and there's,
I don't know.
How many brothers and sisters does she have?
She's five? One of six.
One of six. Mm-hmm. So, and there's no such thing as the other kids in her family having virgin ears.
Yeah. Yeah. They've, her 10-year-old brother is just cussing.
They've heard it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if big sister can get away with it, why can't I say it?
Well, the difference is that she's got a reason, but
yeah.
But you're totally right. You know, and the funny part that she mentioned too is that she's picked up some of her tics from her siblings, which that's got to be so hard as that sibling. Because can you imagine just one day, you know, you're dinking around with your siblings, you say something funny. And then your sister with Tourette's picks that up, and now that's a tick forever.
For Narnia.
Yeah, right. Or something like that. Yeah.
What is the thing with little baby weenas?
British
accent?
Always in a British accent. Yeah, but she says, little baby weenas.
Yeah.
It's very charming the way she says it and stuff.
And sometimes she says it's raining vaginas.
Yes. Or Joe Biden has a vagina. I really like how she says vagina.
Okay.
You know? Cause she,
it's a nice compliment.
She emphasizes it in a really funny way.
She told a story about how Raining Vaginas came to be, and it came to be by watching Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Yes, she'd seen that. It was raining one day, and she was like, oh, it'd be crazy if it was raining vaginas, and then that was a tick forever. But can you imagine being one of the siblings, saying something funny, her picking it up, and then having to deal with your parents basically being like, you idiot, yeah. What were you thinking?
It's kind of like, you know, a parrot telling on somebody.
Right.
I just, I feel bad for her. Her family's making the best of it. You can follow her on TikTok. She's on TikTok and Instagram.
I feel bad she has to deal with it. Mm-hmm. And I'm very impressed by how well her and her family manage it.
Well, and what would happen if she did have a baby? That's what I want to know.
Right.
What if she actually, you know, would she be able to care for the kid, or would she, like, what if she ticked while holding the baby? Like, that's scary.
It makes you worry, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure that's something that they've probably kind of,
I want everybody to have
and stuff. I mean, okay, she's got little siblings, so, you know, clearly she did okay while they were kids, but I guess it kind of depends on how old she was. I think that's an interesting avenue to explore.
Right. She didn't stab any of them with a fork.
Well, and I actually know someone with Tourette's too, who has a daughter.
Okay.
You know, and her kid's just fine. Matter of fact, her kid is adorable.
Yeah.
By the way, so stinking cute. Okay. But yeah, and it's kind of funny too, because the gal that I know with Tourette's, she doesn't cuss or anything, which is good, because I know at one point she worked with kids, so that would have been bad. Yeah, but I think
being an elementary school teacher.
Oh, I know. With Tourette's, can you imagine?
That'd be
right.
That'd be tough on everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
You, the students.
Yeah, right.
Administration, parents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no. Thankfully, her tics were very minor. It was kind of her just going like hoo hoo or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Slap that wiener, wrap that wiener, tap that wiener.
The most offensive thing I heard on the show was not a tick. It's when she used the word especially.
Oh, her and her fiance too. Yeah. I know, that drove me a little nuts.
Wait, that's not true. She does have a tick where she says, "I don't like the name Mike."
Oh, yeah, that's what? True. I thought that was really funny.
Hey, we're not very sports ball-y, but we did want to mention this because it's huge news.
Mm-hmm.
For a team that's only been around for 3 years,
right?
It looks like, well, they're definitely going to the championships tonight. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the Spud Kings.
Of course.
So we went to our resident expert, Lane Virgin.
Right.
From Virgin Riverland and Cattle Company to explain exactly what's going on. Here he is.
Happy Monday, IFAF listeners. I'm Lane Virgin from Virgin River Land and Cattle Company with an update on the Idaho Falls Spud Kings. The Spud Kings have had an absolutely amazing season and was the number one seed in the Mountain Division in the NCDC League. After going the distance in a best of five game series, the Spuds put the Pueblo Bulls out to pasture to advance to face the Ogden Mustangs to see who will ride away as the Mountain Division champions and vie for the rights to hoist the Dineen Cup at Ice Vault Arena in Wayne, New Jersey. If you didn't get a chance to purchase playoff tickets, you can catch live streams of the action at Burger Theory, Buffalo Wild Wings, or by purchasing a subscription to Flow Hockey. The championship round starts tonight at Mountain America Center. And good luck, Spud Kings. Go get that cup and show everyone else that you truly are IFAF.
That's awesome, Lane. Thank you for that. That's fantastic. He did a great job, didn't he?
He did.
The IFAF hockey correspondent, Lane Virgin, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I was going to say he should be our new sports guy. We'll throw it to him in the studio.
So yeah, there's the regular season. There's the playoffs that they've been through. And tonight is the championship game for the Mountain Division.
Right. Now, I will say one thing that I, as soon as I heard about this, one thing I thought was funny, maybe checking it twice secretly had it more correct than we thought.
Maybe we are going to be huge hockey fans here in Idaho Falls.
Maybe it was just ahead of its time. Mm-hmm. What if in 5 years, that's exactly how Idaho Falls looks?
Yeah.
You know?
Pretty damn impressive, Spud Kings.
I thought that was cool.
Way to go. And the championship series will be in Wayne, New Jersey, as Lane said.
I do feel a little bad that they have to go to New Jersey.
April 25th through the 29th. You know what's in Wayne, New Jersey?
Fountains of Wayne?
That's right.
Yes.
A fountain shop for which the band Fountains of Wayne was named. In fact, I think that's how I knew you were cool.
Right.
We were driving around one day and Fountains of Wayne sink to the bottom.
Such an excellent song, by the way.
Not like Stacy's Mom.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah.
Also good. But Sink to the Bottom is better.
Yeah.
It just is.
Great song.
I love that song. But, yeah. You know, it's kind of a win-win for them, though. Because either they win and they get to go on to the next level, or they lose and don't have to go to Jersey. Suck at Jersey. I guess that's our enemy now for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But especially Ogden. Let's make fun of them too.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Suck it, Ogden.
Yeah. We're going to put some stank on those stangs.
You and your terrible drivers.
Right. So Idaho may become the first state to eliminate candy and soda from the food stamps program. How do we feel about that?
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Lawmakers in Idaho have passed a bill, both houses, banning candy and soda from being purchased using the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP.
Yeah, I think that's kind of crappy, honestly.
And
you know what? Some people are going to think that's a hot take, but hear me out here, all right? If you're on SNAP, life already isn't going perfect for you.
Yeah.
Clearly, you know, things
are already difficult. For 7% of the state population.
Right.
139,000
yeah.
residents.
Life is already not super great, you know, and now the few simple pleasures that maybe you need to get through your day are being taken from you. Like, I don't know about you, but every now and then I need a little scoop of ice cream to get through the night. Mm-hmm. It's how I unwind. It's a really nice little routine for me. You know, right. Not to mention if you're already struggling for money and you have kids, how do you get birthday cakes? How do you get little treats for, you know, if you can't take them to the zoo or stuff like that because you can't afford it, you can at least have an at-home movie night and you make that fun by having candy and stuff.
Where were they in that process where somebody raised their hand and said, hey, instead of banning it completely, how about you can't spend more than 10%? You know?
Yeah. Well, and not only that too, but how are they going to decide what is and is not candy? Are fruit snacks candy?
All the bill has to do is get signed by the governor. It's on Brad Little's desk. We'll see what happens.
Plus, I'm sorry, but last I checked, we lived in America where we actually cared about freedom.
I'm sorry. I thought this was America.
I'm just saying, yeah, is it great if people are only buying, you know, sugar and, you know, soda with everything? No, probably not for their health. And it's their body and they can do what they want. If they want to eat nothing but candy and soda and they are broke AF and have to be on food stamps, why are we the ones that get to say what they can and can't eat?
You know that yellow sign? We've all seen it. It's been an Idaho Falls landmark for decades. Mm-hmm. The yellow stinker station sign warning, do not laugh at the tourists. And then, in fact, we did a whole segment. Okay, you want to take a little trip to April of 2024, last mm-hmm. year? Let's see how our show looked. We've all seen the yellow sign heading out of town mm-hmm. that says, warning to tourists, do not laugh at the natives. Come to find out, they had a ton of these, not just in Idaho, but other states. They were prominent all the way through Southeast Idaho. And I think they were sort of signs designed to make the kids in the backseat ask mom or dad, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. Like one of them said, nudist area, keep your eyes on the road. Huh. Sheep herders headed for town have the right of way. There was a sign in a field of boulders that said, petrified watermelons, take one home to your mother-in-law.
That's funny.
Grizzly bear feeding grounds. With a later start, you wouldn't be here yet. If Idaho had its own mascot that nobody from almost any other state would recognize, mm-hmm. it'd be the Stinker Station Skunk.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Wouldn't
he's kind of like our Buc-ee's.
It's just sort of our very own hashtag, if you know, you know.
Right.
That's a really good point, Mike. Thanks, Mike. No, but isn't that crazy to watch, like, how far our color correction has come since then?
I know. It looked so bad back then.
Wow. And that was one of our first videos that really hit.
It is. That's true.
That's when we realized, oh, if we talk about Idaho lore, mm-hmm. we'll get some views. But that sign was stolen in the last 6 weeks.
How much you want to bet? It was either teenage boys or aliens.
one of the two.
Right.
For sure.
It always is.
Probably teenage boys.
Probably. I don't think the aliens would have that big of an interest in it.
So the property owner was set to donate this sign to the Museum of Idaho for an upcoming exhibit that they have called Signs of the Times. Mm-hmm. Opens April 19th, and it was reported missing late February.
Ugh, that sucks so much.
MFers.
It makes you wonder what happened to it.
And I've stood by the sign. I've gotten out of my mm-hmm. car. Like, okay, when I first got into real estate, I took a bunch of photos. Thanks, Brad Barlow. B2X, man, if you need a good-looking professional headshot, search for
a good job.
B, the number 2X photo. Mm-hmm. He's on Instagram, anywhere, Facebook, you'll find him. But he did such an amazing job. But I wanted photos of me next to a few Idaho Falls landmarks that I personally loved.
Right.
So it's not that big of a sign. You could have thrown it in a pretty big old truck.
Right. Yeah, that's true. But man, I feel like at this point, we almost have to like guarantee not prosecuting if you bring it back.
They are.
Okay, that's good.
It's, what do they call that? Amnesty?
Yeah, yeah.
Or whatever, they're offering amnesty on this.
Yeah, if you want any chance of getting it back, that's what you've got
to
do.
Well, and what the hell are you going to do with it now? You can't bring friends over to look at it. You can't hold. You can't put it up in your garage bar.
Yeah, no. Whoever took it is going to hide it away for a few decades and then probably eventually throw it away.
Right, exactly. So just take it back, would you?
Right, right. I mean, I know it's cool and fun that you stole it. We're actually all pretty impressed, I'm sure. And dude, come on. Like, don't throw it away. It's all okay. Just take it in. They won't even say anything about it. They'll just accept it back. You know what? I actually, here's the thing. I think it'd be even cooler if you went and reinstalled it. Because then it's like a little, okay.
I would like to think that it was taken by a phantom restorationist.
There we go.
Who's already working on it. And like, hold on a minute, guys. I'm putting the finishing touches on it right now. Hopefully not the one like with, remember the smeared Jesus?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's so bad.
Hopefully not somebody of that caliber.
No. So bad. I actually think it would be really cool if they had a little prestige and voila, the sign has reappeared.
Surprise!
Because it is very impressive to make something disappear, but it's only truly impressive if you make it reappear.
All right, you snack wagon. It's time for a snacksident.
It's treat time. Such a neat time. Better than smelling feet time.
Today, we're trying a variety of the new Goldfish Grahams in all kinds of different flavors.
It's treat time!
Let's get
to it.
You ready
for this?
All right, snackers, let's get snacking.
Okay, so today we have a vanilla cupcake, cinnamon roll, and strawberry shortcake Goldfish Graham.
Which one do you think you're going to like best?
I mean, I would assume the strawberry shortcake.
Me too.
That's right up my alley.
Goldfish has really stepped up their Grahams game.
They absolutely
have. Like they're trying to take the Teddy Grahams market share, I think.
I think so, yeah. Yeah. You know, I will say though, Teddy Grahams are still a lot cuter.
Yeah.
Which is sort of funny because they're an apex predator. you know, I don't know
as opposed to a cute little goldfish.
But like, bears really are like they're considered the cute apex predator out of all of them, which is insane to me because everyone knows that the cutest is actually the tiger.
Mm.
Lions are close.
Okay.
But sometimes lions are kind of jowly and tigers are always just so beautiful.
Lions,
you know?
And tigers and bears. Oh my.
and the ugliest apex predator would be the, alligator, because they got the teeth on sides. Yeah.
Well, and just the scaly skin.
Yeah, yeah.
The first time we even discovered that Goldfish was making more than crackers was when we filled in on an episode of the Roddy TV podcast,
yes.
Which may be out now.
Yes.
And we had the Harry Potter Butterbeer Grahams.
They were pretty darn good.
So freaking good. So that's kind of my metric for enjoying these.
Now, I thought we should start with the vanilla cupcake, because that seems like the mildest of the flavors.
Great call.
And as I opened it, I got a really nice whiff of like basically a bakery.
Awesome.
It smells like sugar and vanilla.
Okay.
Oh, that's good stuff. That's nice. Actually, I just made cake cookies the other day.
Okay.
Which, have you ever done those?
I know what they are. You take cake mix, but you make cookies?
Yeah, basically. So you take a box of cake mix, you add a half a cup of vegetable oil and 2 eggs to it, and then knead it into a dough and then put it on a pan and bake it for like, you know, 6 to 10 minutes.
Okay.
And they're so good and decadent. And I have been going absolutely ham on those.
You know I like my cookies Caitlin Crunchy, though.
I know you do.
Caitlin is Carly's neighbor.
Right. And she does make some really good crunchy cookies.
All right, let's hit these.
I think these are a perfect mix because they're the cake cookie flavor, but they're crunchy like you like.
Oh.
Those are good. Well, there's some more for you.
The vanilla cupcake, yeah.
I hope you get that. Yeah, those are nice. I mean, they're about what I expected. Here, Rango, have one. I probably shouldn't give him that much sugar, but he's a special little guy. All right.
He's not on Snap, is he?
I mean, yeah, right. Are things like this not going to be allowed?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I need a pack of Oreos to make it through the day, am I not going to get to have those?
Right.
I mean, not that I'm on SNAP, but, you know.
You said earlier, where do we draw the line on what constitutes sugar?
Right.
Or candy.
Well, especially because so much stuff has tons of sugar in it.
Is this candy?
I mean, it feels like candy. It's pretty damn delicious.
Those vanilla cupcake ones, really nice and pleasant. And then next up, cinnamon roll.
Cinnamon roll, yeah. I thought these kind of also seemed pretty, like, you know, basic flavor because it's mostly just cinnamon. Ooh, those are nice.
You're a big fan. In fact, Carly bought four boxes of the Girl Scout Toast Yay cookies.
I did. And mind you, that's after I bought two more earlier this season, and I was gifted one.
Do you hear that, Kim? Do you hear that, Silver Sage Council? IFAF is huge fans of your Toast Yays, which will be going away at the end of this Girl Scout cookie season.
Right, which is why I bought so many.
Which is now.
Mm-hmm.
So hoard them if you got a source for them.
See, if these just had that weird little frosting that Toast Yays had, then they'd be perfect. But they don't. But they are really good. They taste, I mean, basically like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Can't go wrong.
We've had treat times before where I was like, ew, no.
Right.
That has not happened so far.
No. These are all really good, sweet little treats.
Yeah.
You know, these would be great for like a little lunch. You know, like your little post-lunch dessert.
A little
dessert.
Ziploc snack bag.
Yeah, yeah. Or if you do a bento box, it's like one of the little corners.
Yes.
You know, where you'd usually put sauce, but you put a few of those.
Right. Okay, so we've tried the vanilla cupcake and the cinnamon roll.
Right, and now we're going on to the strawberry shortcake, which I love strawberry shortcake, like the actual cakes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, they're so good. And on that same note, I really love the strawberry shortcake ice creams.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, so good. Like when I was a kid, if there ever was a an ice cream truck, that was what I was ordering. Either that or the Bubbles popsicle, but she always had messed up eyes.
Ben and Jerry's or a Haagen-Dazs that we had not too long ago.
Mm, it was pretty good. That was really good. These are just fantastic.
Oh, yeah?
These are really good.
Did we call it? Is that your favorite?
By far. The others are good, but this one has all of the vanilla deliciousness of the vanilla cupcake. Plus, it's got that little extra strawberry kick.
Strawberry quick kick.
Mmm, it just tastes like summer.
These with some strawberry quick milk.
Oh my gosh, I would love that. See, that would be a lovely little snack. Oh, that'd be good. And you could even make the fish like float in it.
The only problem with these grams, is that they're so mild, you just want to keep eating.
Right. It's really easy to have a snack stint on these.
Mmm.
Rango agrees. He's had a couple.
Now, because I'm not too much a strawberry likey, you know, I threw up on strawberry quick once.
Oh, and when you do that, mentioned that. Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to get back
but
to
now,
it.
But I'm past that now.
Uh-huh.
I don't have an aversion to it any longer, but it's still not my favorite.
That's fair. I get that.
So I think I would go with the vanilla cupcake grams as my favorite.
I thought you'd say the cinnamon roll.
I'm basic.
Yeah. I mean, it's good stuff, though.
Mm-hmm.
You really can't go wrong there.
Really nice.
Yeah. You know, this would be really good for like a little picnic or something.
For sure.
Yeah. I love those. Those are really nice.
And your fave is?
The strawberry one. For sure. Absolutely.
What's coming up?
Well, this weekend, you and I are actually going to be attending the Cowboy Ball.
Obligatory. I didn't know cowboys had balls.
Well, I mean, joke. They do, but their bulls don't.
Anytime there's
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Anytime there's a ball, I feel like we should make that joke, no matter who it is.
Yeah, why not? Uh-huh. That's fun. But anyway, that's going to be going on at the Bonneville County Fairgrounds from 6 to 10 on a Saturday. They're going to have dinner, live music, dancing, and good old-fashioned fun.
We're going to scoot our boots and kick some shit or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, and kick some shoots. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's all to help raise funds to insulate the barn at the fairgrounds, which I think it's nice. The idea of keeping critters warm. I'm down for that.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a good cause.
Uh-huh. And then the weekend after, we've got a couple of events that we've already mentioned, including the Circuitalia Water Circus.
That's next weekend. Yeah.
Yep. And that's going to be in the Grand Teton Mall parking lot. And it's going to be there till the 21st, from the 18th till the 21st. So you've got a little window. And they'll also be having the East Idaho Home and Garden Show 2025. That's going to be Friday and Saturday, the 18th and 19th at the Mountain America Center. Yeah, all kinds of fun home improvement inspo there.
Spring is springing.
I know. It's about time. I'm so excited.
71 on Friday.
Do you remember in the middle of winter?
Yeah.
When we had nothing to talk about? There was nothing coming up that weekend?
Uh-huh.
Finally, we're back.
Yeah, we're back, baby.
I love it. It's about time.
That's our show. Stay fresh, cheese bags.
Toodaloo, my dudes.